YouTube. Did this video for Coach Frog, great friend of mine, love him. Met him coming up in the Vayner Sports game. This is just me with a bunch of alpha youngsters who I love with all my heart. You know, genuinely, six of the kids that watch this talk are gonna play in the National Football League or the NBA, like those kind of kids. So catching them in this age group, I just really hope that one of them got it. And more importantly, the reason we're putting out this content, if you've got a 7 to 14-year-old super athlete in your family, let them watch this. I think it can help. Now listen, Stars crew, I'm really, really excited to be with y'all. I mean, look, in this short period of time, I always love doing this. I love this program. I love what all of you represent. I love where your minds are at this point. I guess what I really would love to do is kind of kick it for a couple minutes, but Frog, I would love for us to do some Q&A too with the guys, because I want to know what's really on their mind, specifically for the two or three that got the courage to raise their hand and go for it. So let me chop for a few minutes and then we'll go into it. There's two things that are really running through my mind. If you're in this program, there's two avenues that I really want to talk about. One, you make it to the league. Two, you don't, right? Because that's going to be the binary outcome, right? And so life is crazy because it's just about this. There really is nothing else. It's life is how you see it. Some of you in this room are optimistic and some of you are pessimistic. That's just real talk. It's just the chemicals in your body. Some of you are approached with any situation and you're like, this is going to be great. And others in this room see a situation and they're thinking about why this isn't going to work out. And for me, what I've been spending my whole life on, starting with my sister, who's 3.5 years younger, that I tried to reshape and see more positivity in every outcome, to where I am today, where I get 10,000 DMs a day on TikTok and Instagram about this talk, even though they think they're talking about something else, it's the same shit, which is, if I can get to you at this point, and you actually realize, while you watch this video right now, me talking with you, that you're actually in charge. Like, on some real shit, you're actually in charge of deciding if you want to see the opportunity or if you want to see what's not going to be the opportunity. The second you make that switch, it's game over. And I'll give you the comp. For some of you, this is going to make sense. Everybody in this room is so talented that at some point, now that you're at this level, this age, some of you are starting to realize, oh wait, if I really work, right? Because you've been so talented, you are so talented that some of you, and I see Coach shaking his head, like, you know, this is a big one and it's the physical version and then I want to get you into the mental version. The physical version is some of you in the last 6 to 24 months were like, wait a minute, if I actually go a little harder, if I actually push myself, if I actually work, well, I'm starting to get better than dude that was better than me a month ago. Like, because talent is just half of the equation. There's a bunch of people in this room that are way more talented than the dude that's sitting to the left and right of them, and that's gonna be the way it is forever. And the dude to the left and right of them are gonna be in the league, and you're not. And forget about injuries and other shit, because that's some other shit. I'm talking this is the single variable of that, of what I just said. And so for me, anytime I get a quick burst with the youngsters that I'm gonna look up to in a couple years, because let there be no confusion, in 2 minutes, life goes fast. Frog, we're getting old. In 2 minutes, these kids are gonna be shining on Saturdays and Sundays, and we're gonna be cheering for them. I just really want you to win. You know, one thing that I was really affected about when I was a kid, roughly around your ages, I would start, I don't know why, like almost like an old wisdom thing. I would just chop it up with old people. Like when I was like 9, 12, 14, 17, I would just, at the playground, I would just roll up on grandparents and chop up with them. And the one thing that scared me was regret. People would always just have regret. Like, I wish I married this girl, or I wish I got that job. And because I love sports so much, it would really catch my attention when people were like, man, I wish I kept pursuing my baseball career. I think I could have made it. What I'm petrified on some real talk with all of you right now is you can't be in this room right now unless you're bananas talented.
which actually means one of two extremes. You're either gonna go there and you're gonna live that life and it's gonna be remarkable on that level, or you're gonna live with regret at 25, 29, 37, 42, 57, and the worst thing in the world, besides not having life, death, all that terrible shit, is really regret. And I'm just trying to pump fire into this screen for 15 minutes to get one of you. If I can get one of you to hear what the fuck I'm actually saying and decide to switch it up and not, and this is the fucking moment where you decided not to go down the path of ending up with regret, but actually doing it. Whether you win in sports or not, it's more about the mindset of just happiness, like being good. That's what I'm here for. That's really what I'm trying to accomplish in these 15 minutes. Like, please, please choose. Like, the same way you work on watching film and going into the weight room and like your craft, running sharper routes or working on swim moves or whatever fuck position you got. Like, the same way you work on that, you need to work on being like, man, I'm not gonna let bullshit, insecurity, worrying about what other people think, negativity, just tune that shit out. Grab both of your index fingers and put them directly in your ears and live like that for the rest of the time on your earth. Because I'll tell you why, here's how it plays out. If you do this, because that's how I play, and when I see everybody else who's winning, AKA happy, comma, successful, they got fucking index fingers in their ears. Index, and let me tell you why that matters. I use a sports analogy everywhere else. This is literal for y'all. When you do this, you don't hear them booing. You're not worried about putting up an Instagram video and people saying you're too slow or that's whack or who gives it. You can't hear them. That's powerful because everyone gets wrecked on some hate and trolling. That's not even the biggest thing I'm trying to get you to protect yourself from. When you do this, this is the big one, boys. You can't hear them cheering. Some of y'all are gonna lose on the mission that you have for yourself right now because you're gonna get high on your own supply. You're gonna believe what they say about you. You're gonna believe those 5 stars. You're gonna believe you're number 7 and it's gonna soften you and you're gonna lose. You're gonna get so hyped on all the gassing that you're gonna fuck it up. And so what I'm trying to do right here is get you into this place. This place. Fucking love your friends, family, be a good person, do the right shit, put in the work. Love yourself first. You're not gonna love anybody else if you don't love yourself first. If you're sitting right now and you're insecure and you don't love yourself, because there's a lot of people like that, so there's definitely people in this room. I promise you somebody else put that poison in your head. Parent, neighbor, older sibling, somebody else put that poison in your head. Love yourself first, then you can love everybody else. Put in the mental work. You've got the physical talents. That's a wrap. God gave you that. That's a wrap. That you've got that. That is not even an interesting conversation. You've got that. Everybody's gonna lose on this. Everybody loses on this. And you got a real shot not to, because you got people around you. This is why I fuck with this program. This is why I'm here. That really care, and I pray that one person heard me right now that was starting the process of letting this go down the wrong path. It's about loving yourself, but not feeling yourself. Love yourself, but don't think you're special. I think I'm the best. I actually think I'm currently in the process of becoming the greatest entrepreneur of all time. Meanwhile, I don't think I mean shit. If I die tomorrow, I'll be trending on social media for 24 hours, a little love, your favorite clip, your this. You guys be like, damn, we just talked to him yesterday. You know, like that, and then that'll be it. And that'll be it. So believe in your shit, but don't gas yourself up to take you off course. That's what I got to say, Frog. So on that theme, I would love to answer a question or two in detail for some of the people, like who thought something and what question do they have?
Question. Oh wait, go ahead, Miguel.
I'll kick it off. Gary, Miguel Bennett, I'm director of basketball here at Stars Prep. Appreciate you. Can you share with us, with these guys, like the top, like your top 3 point of emphasis for having a successful mindset?
I got you. And this is clear for me because, you know, I got gray hairs, boys, now. Like, I've been living it now. I'm 46 now. Now I felt this at 16, but I know it at 46. Number one, accountability. This is gonna set you free, whether it's true or not in every situation. If you always know that it's always your fault, it sounds crazy, but that will keep you crazy happy. The amount of athletes I've met that blame coaches, even at the professional level, blows my mind. There are dudes in this room who always are talking shit, blaming coach. Right now, I see some of these good looking faces. I know behind that face, I'm like, that kid right there. You know, like it's real. Do not blame anybody but yourself. It will make you happy. It's a huge mindset. Number two, I am blown away by people's entitlement. Just because your mom and dad had sex at the right exact second to give you athletic ability doesn't mean nobody owes you shit. So accountability, eliminating, first accountability, second, eliminating entitlement. Nothing is owed to any of y'all. It is what it is. It's like sports. It's a game. So just because somebody gave you a scholarship or gave you an at-bat, it's you. You're not owed anything. Coach, if you've got real accountability, like this is on me, and you don't think anybody else owes you shit, the last one is in a different school, but all together, those three change people's lives. The third one is simple, which is be nice. This is a crazy one, especially at this age. If you realized how life actually plays out, and you will one day when you're 60, 70, 80, the number one hack, the smartest move, be kind, which is why, coach, earlier I said, be nice to yourself, because nobody's nice to anybody else if they don't like themselves. The only people in here that are mean, trying to tear down others, because they're hurting. When people are tearing down other people, that just exposes that they're hurt. But if you're lucky enough to feeling good, give roses to people, because people are going to be the fuel that gets you there. That's my mindset game, coach.
What do you think separates you from other entrepreneurs?
Whoa! That's a good question. Okay, G, heat it up then.
I think most entrepreneurs are driven by money and they don't share their best thoughts with everybody else because that's how they think they get money. I think I'm the most generous, communicative entrepreneur that's a beast in the world, and that's why I think I'm different. I'm trying to get everybody else to get paid and be happy and win too. Because here's the craziest part, back to how you guys roll. I'm competitive as shit, but let there be no confusion. You're never stopping Jake, any other A player anyway. And the world is abundant. If you're eating, that's not taken out of my food. I'm too fucking good. I'm gonna eat.
What do you think separates great players from good players? Like their mindset?
Here's a funny one. I actually think, and I've been really paying attention, I love this question, Bubba. I think it comes down to who loves it the most. Like actually likes it. There's definitely kids that I'm looking at right now that realize logically, like this is how I'm gonna get paid. But they don't like live for it. You don't live for ball. And I think the all pro versus the Hall of Famer, the Hall of Famer's addicted. They cry when they retire. They're trying to play to the last day, right? Even if, look at the greats. They can't even retire. Muhammad Ali, Michael Jordan, Tom Brady. Even though I hate Tom Brady and Michael Jordan so much, they are the fucking greats. These fuckers don't know how to retire. They unretire, they retire, because they fucking love it too much. So the separation is the fucking passion for it. You can't breathe without it. And by the way, the kids in here, like when everyone else is like, you know, like you love it too much or like have some other hobbies, like don't let somebody else tell you what you fucking love. Look at this shit. You won't be able to see it. This is my fucking report card from high school. I failed every fucking class. Right? And everyone's like, no, you need a fucking diploma to fall back on. We know you're telling your whole high school, Gary, that you're gonna be the best businessman. Don't let anybody tell you what your passion is, right? Now, sports is hard. The chances and the likelihood of this room being there is gonna be hard, real hard. But just falling in love with something, you can take that energy and put it to something else. Don't let people tell you what you love or how hard you go. Squeeze the shit out of this opportunity.
How do you keep mentally strong when people are trying to tear you down?
By feeling bad for them. On some real shit. Could you imagine living a life where you're actually interested in making somebody else feel bad? The fuck is that?
Michael, like, Gonzalez,
sleeping courtroom 213.
Michael
Gonzalez. They call you the office.
You know, I swear to God, I heard that speaker just go on, and Frog, I swear to God, I hated school so much that hairs just went up back of my neck. Like, thank God I don't hear that shit no more. You know, no, but listen, this is a big one because a lot of you, all of you are gonna get this because I hope you all stay healthy and stay motivated and you get to that place. You guys are all getting close to where you're gonna get a lot of internet love, right? You guys aren't far away from getting that gas. Just remember this, I hope you remember this. Somebody taking time out of their day to leave a comment to try to hurt your feelings, feel bad for those people. Not on some like egotistical shit. Actually be a human being and be compassionate. Understand how much that person's life isn't happy, that they need to go make somebody else unhappy to be on some misery loves company shit.
If you were to tell your 15-year-old self one thing right now, right before he goes out for the 2 more months before he goes to his freshman year in high school, what is it?
I would look that boy dead in the face and I would literally tell him, you're gonna be right.
Talk that talk, boy! That's what I'm talking about!
For every one of you that thinks you're special and you're going there, you're right. Just follow that through. You guys have one thing that's really hard that I didn't have. Injuries were not gonna not make me the best entrepreneur of all time. That will happen to some of y'all, which is why I wanna get your mind right, because the day you have to face that after you think you're going to the Hall of Fame and you need to convert that into being a public servant, a politician, a teacher, a coach, an entrepreneur, that's gonna be a tough transition. I got goosebumps. I don't know if you guys see this right now. Like, I can feel this is a big piece of advice for some. I feel it for one of you, this is gonna matter. My 15-year-old self, I would have looked at that little young, by the way, when I was 15, I looked 9. And I would look that boy in the face and say, you're right. Because at 15, I'm like, I'm gonna tear the world apart as an entrepreneur. And that wasn't even a thing back then. I didn't even use the word entrepreneur. I said businessman, because we didn't have that word yet. For the ones that really hit with what I just said, because they're gonna, like, when they're brushing their teeth tonight, they're like, I'm going. It's me, I'm that guy. The one thing y'all got that I didn't have is an ACL injury. Back-to-back injuries, like stuff that's real, and that's unfortunate. And you've got to resonate with that. Sam Bowie was a beast. That's why he got drafted before Michael Jordan. A beast. But that knee didn't hold up, and that's gonna be the fate of some of y'all. But if you get this right, you'll be able to convert that energy and maybe build a $100 million business, or become a pastor, or become a teacher, or help 13 kids become Hall of Famers. You gotta get this right, kids. You gotta get this right.
Love you, G. Appreciate you.